I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, Miss Shelby.
Hey.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for your hospitality on Friday night. I came by your establishment. I ate good. I had a good time in the place. I felt completely safe. And I want to thank you so much for extending that hospitality to me.
You're so welcome. And we appreciate you coming out and visiting with us. And that's what we do try to do, is have a safe and fun entertainment environment.
Exactly. Now, without sugarcoating anything, of course, we know there was an incident that happened at the club on Saturday night. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Well, let me clear it up. The incident didn't actually happen at the club. It was actually outside of the club.
Okay.
And there were some loitering going on across the street on the opposite corner. And then, of course, there comes another group of people in different cars blocking traffic. And this is all at the time about 2:30 when we were letting out and, you know, patrons are going on their way. So because the cars that drove up from wherever were blocking traffic and wouldn't move, our security that's on the outside called the Kansas City Police Department to try to help with that traffic to clear the area. Well, in the meantime, waiting on the police, I guess some type of altercation occurred out there with the two different groups, the ones that drove up and then the other ones that were just loitering. And I don't know if it was a fight, but then came the gun battle. And then with that gun battle, putting our customers' lives in jeopardy because they had nothing to do with any of that going on in the street. We had a peaceful evening. Everybody was having a good time, and to go out into that mayhem is crazy. And so that's basically the gist of what happened. There were four people injured. I'm not sure if those people were in our establishment at any time and got caught in that fire, or were they four people that were actually part of the mayhem? Those are questions that we don't know. I do know that we had tried to put some communication out to the Kansas City Police Department regarding the loitering that goes on in the nicer summer months, things like that, to try to prevent that. And we weren't able to get that assistance. You know, after talking to the captain that evening, it's my understanding that they had chased these cars off of other entertainment districts that night. So it was inevitable that they were going to end up doing something bad, and this unfortunate happened in front of our place.
We've got Andrea Shelby on the line from the Kansas City Juke House.
And Ms. Shelby, what do you want to say to Kansas City to ensure that the Juke House is a great and safe place to go?
I want to let them know that it is a safe place, and we, you know, continue to have security on the inside and outside for their safety. And we also do have great communication with the Kansas City Police Department, and hopefully in the future when we have incidents such as, you know, traffic, that they're there and they'll continue to ride, you know, and patrol the area a little more often. So those are some of the conversations that we had. And moving forward, no one should have any problems coming, you know, being afraid to come there.
Exactly, because on Sunday, you guys did the lip sync battle, and that went off without a hitch. Everything was great. The people had a great time. So we just want to thank you so much for calling into the show this morning and letting us know what happened there at the club.
I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good one.